Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready. What you gonna do? 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 You better get your house in order. What you gonna do? 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 What you gonna do?
Program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. Hallelujah. I am so delighted to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, and then right on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just hope and pray that each and every one of you had a beautiful day today. I hope and pray that all was well and continually to be well in your family circle. I'm coming to you live, part streaming on Blog Talk Radio. And as I first stated, your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. And I just want you to get you a good seat, get comfortable, and we're going to just edify the Word of God on tonight. I'll be with you 30 minutes on the clock, and we are implementing prayer at the very beginning of our program. And I'm asking all of you beautiful saints and friends, constituents, all of you that love God, love the Word of God, I'm asking you to bow your beautiful heads as we go now into prayer. I'm going to reference the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Father God, I'm with a grateful heart on tonight. Hallelujah. Of your sovereignty and your love, unmeasured God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around the spectrum, God. We know that this earthly planet, God, is not our permanent God. But you have prepared line in wait, God, for those of us that are living according to your will, according to your way, and according to your command, God. A mansion that's not built by the hand of man, God. But you are its architect, and you are its creator, God. One of the beautiful mansions that eyes have ever seen, God. Until you crack those clouds, one of these historical days, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land, God. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhyme of word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, I'm asking you, God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other things we ask in your Son, Jesus' name, and we all shall say, amen and amen. And as I far stated, I just hope and pray that each and every one of you that are listening around the world had a beautiful day on today. And if your day wasn't so beautiful, then I will be praying and keeping you before the throne of God. Whatever in anything that you have encountered that's maybe, if it was a loss of a loved one, loss of a job, whatever the case might be, I want you to know that Jesus loves you and Jesus answers prayers. And I'm going to pray for you before going to bed on tonight. And God knows your name. He knows where you live. And God is going to come to your rescue. So be not alarmed. Be not dismayed. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, God is just so awesome. I'll tell you, whatever we're going through, you know, we're going to go through this. In this life, we all are going to go through trials and tribulations and turbulent times. But you know, God said that we would go through trials and tribulations down here on planet Earth. But God has guaranteed us that he would deliver us not from a part of them, not from a few of them, not from some of them, but all of our trials and our tribulations. God said he would deliver you and I from them all. And so we're going to go right now on into our live program. Thank you, Jesus. And our sermon on tonight, entitled, The Guiding Power of the Word. Hallelujah. I want to say that one more time. The Guiding Power of the Word. And we're talking about the 66 books, hallelujah, in the divine word of God. It opened from the leaf of Genesis and end with the real leaf of Revelation. And so that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the power of the Word. We're talking about God Scriptures. Hallelujah. And if you want to call into the studio after the program, if you have any prayer petitions, you would like the old Ship of Zion to go down prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged. Call in, and those numbers on the bulletin board or the monitor is listed as 646-230-74. The second number is 877-590-8654. Those, once again, is 646-230-74. The second number is 877-98-8654. You're welcome to call into the studio. And if you like what you're hearing on this program, the old Ship of Zion has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you can send me a text message. You can send me an email. You can write me at a postcard and just let me know how you're on the program. If there's anything you would like to add to bring to my attention, you can freely do so. My P.O. Box is God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Worldwide Ministry, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. So you are just welcome to send me a line and let me know how I'm doing. Hallelujah. So we are now going to go right on in to our program, as I first stated. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless you. Your holy name. We just love you, God, because you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we know that people who reject the absolute standards of right and wrong are often inconsistent when they think they are being treated unfairly. They appeal to a standard of justice that they expect everyone to adhere to. And a philosophy professor began each new term by asking his class, "Do you believe that it can be shown that there are absolute values like justice?" The free-thinking students all argued that everything is relative and no single law can be applied universally. And before the end of the semester, the professor devoted one class period to debate the issue. And at the end, he concluded, "Regardless of what you think, I want you to know that absolute value, hallelujah, can be demonstrated. And if you, hallelujah, and if you don't accept what I say, I'll flunk you. One angry student got up and insisted, that's not fair. You just proved my point, I said, Professor. You look to a high standard of fairness. And we find out that God has given everyone a conscience to tell right from wrong. We read in the law of Romans 14 through 15, and his moral standards are written in the Bible. So every time we use good and bad, we imply a standard by which we make such judgment. We know that biblical values are true for any age because they originate with eternal, unchanging God. And we know that God has not left us in dark about what, wrong or right. But we know that through his works and his word, his spirit give us life. So I would suggest to you, you and you, only God has the right to define what is wrong. And the key we're implementing on tonight is these 66 books. That's what we're talking about tonight. And like I said, our subject is, hallelujah, guiding power of the word. And we're talking about these 66 books of God's word. Hallelujah. We know that every single word in these 66 books, hallelujah, God's word, and our key scripture, hallelujah, is coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 3 and 16. And it reads like this. It says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's found in the law of 2 Timothy 3 and 16. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we know that before our jot of God's word go undone, God said that heaven and earth shall pass away. So we know that heaven and earth is not going to pass away, not by God's word being untrue. God's word is true. God is a spiritual deity, and his word stands forever and through all generations. Now, I found out that a recent visitor to our city noted the high numbers of traffic signals from one end to the city to the other and how long it took him to get to his destinations across town. He voiced a complaint, hallelujah, to another gentleman who replied was, those signals are there for our protection, it's there for our correction, and it's there for our direction. So it's there for our protection, correction, and direction. If it had not been for those traffic signals, you would be very upset in hell. And the scripture contains many signals intended for our protection, our correction, and our direction. We find out that the word of God controls the flow of our lives so that we can reach our destination safely. As we travel this busy highway of life, the word red light is us when envy, pride, and hatred, irrelevance, lust, and selfishness appear. We know that the Holy Spirit alerts us to these hazards, and it cautions us to hit the brakes. Heavy traffic of daily living, we must be ready to respond to the green light of kindness, to the green light of humility, the green light of love, to the green light of worship, to the green light of purity. If we would just follow the signal found in Scripture, the road of life would be easier to navigate. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And we also know that regardless of the conditions or circumstance, people should trust, receive and adopt only the word of God for guidance. We know that God's word is as a lamp and a light. His word is sufficient in direction us toward himself. And we know that God has given us his word for guidance. Since God's word is powerful enough to provide illumination for us in this dark world, we can make choices that determine the eternal destiny of our souls. Thus, we have no reason to spend eternity in hell. In the law of John 1:1-2, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." And this means that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is also God. And he is, in fact, the bridge between God and man. Like the psalmist, we can resolve to adhere to the truth of God's word so that we may live eternally with God. So I would just encourage you and you and you. Let us be so guided by the word that we will stay on the path that leads to eternal life and peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We just thank you for your word, God. Because we know, hallelujah, that your word is a light unto our pathway and a lamp unto our feet, God. And we just thank you on tonight, Father God, for just being so gracious to give us a platform, God, to deliver the divine word of truth, God, to your people, Lord. I just thank you for this given opportunity, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know my time is running out. But we also know that in every era, there has been a spirit of the age that challenged our acceptance of Scripture. Now, we're talking about the guiding power of the Word. We're talking about the doctrine of Jesus Christ. We're talking about the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. And we know that the temptation is to remove or alter those portions that seem old-fashioned, you may think. And I want to just encourage your heart tonight that whether it is the doctrine of hell or God's view on sexual behavior, many feel presumed to reject or pressure to reject part of the Bible. Inevitably, some truth will be offensive in every day and age. And we know that centuries ago, there was a Jewish king, hallelujah, who was handed a scroll with a message from God. And as the document was read aloud, the king took offense, and with a small knife, he cut out a portion of the scroll and threw it into the fire. Eventually, the entire text was thrown into the flames. Yet the king and his servants, who had heard the words of the Lord, were not afraid. We read that in the law of Jeremiah 36:24, in the end, the king lost his kingdom because of his disobedience. When we selectively edit the Bible to suit our fancy or neglect its teaching, we show that we do not fear God. Rather than submit to what God says, we exalt our own infinite reason and fallible conscience about the inspired text. When you've tempted to overlook or ignore a portion of the word of God, remember this. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And that again was our key scripture found in the law of 2 Timothy 3:16. And it tells us that all we need to know to live a life that pleases him. Hallelujah. So we find out in a changing world, you can trust God's unchanging word. Hallelujah. And before ending, hallelujah, I hope and I pray that I've said something to demagnetize, hallelujah, your spirit and impact your mind as I have given unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, hallelujah, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. And until we meet across these skyways and highways, you are most encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again. Bye for now. We will allow these selections to bring our program to its conclusion. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Do I have a caller on the line? Let me turn my radio down. Hello? God bless you. God bless you.
Your children, your family.
God bless you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'd like to speak of the mighty overlord, Tala, our Lord and Savior.
All right. God bless you. You have any prayer petitions? Anything you want to say? If you enjoying the program, you got more. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Over Lord Talos.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I take into you the son of Atom.
Yes, hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. God bless you.
Lay epic nine gag raid. Lay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah indeed.
Hallelujah.
Little.
Hello? Anyone on the line?
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Oh.
I can't hear the music loud.
Anyone on
Hello?
The line?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
I just wanted to... Hi. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
I'm here.
Every morning I wake up and my
uh-huh.
mother makes me a glass of chocolate. She makes me one glass of chocolate milk and it
uh-huh.
just gets my day going. I wanted to just thank her so much because she mixes it so well. And I just... Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet to have a beautiful mother?
It's so wonderful. My dad hasn't been in the picture since he started drinking strawberry.
Yes.
Oh, God, I just can't talk about it right now.
Oh, bless you. I love you. I love you, and God bless you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I want you to keep on listening because I'm going to keep on encouraging you, okay?
Oh, I will, yes. I'm having a glass right now.
All right. I love you and God bless you.
You too, bye.
All right. Hello? Someone on the line? Someone there?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Hello,
hey,
how you?
Pretty good right now.
All right. Did you get to
I'm actually hear that,
any
I'm actually that.
Did you get to hear any of the program? Well, they say I got 90 seconds left.
I just wanted to say,
have you enjoyed the program so far?
I did. I'm that guy's dad, and I'll never drink chocolate milk, ever.
You'll never drink chocolate milk again? Uh-oh, I think my time is running out, y'all. But God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Someone there?
Hello?
Hello? Yes. I got about 60 seconds. Are you? How you doing? Hello? Anyone there?
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the
Lord.
How are you? God bless you. Hello? Well, my time is gone, y'all.